When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam fi ad-dunya wal akhirah.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Husayn alayhi salam. Regarding this part, we were discussing the different meanings and implications of the word wajih. The Holy Quran has different verses in which the word wajih is mentioned. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهًا. About Prophet Musa, the Holy Quran says, he was distinguished near Allah. Or about Prophet Isa, وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. The Holy Quran says he was distinguished both in this world and hereafter. Or in prayer of Tawassul, we address each of the infallibles and we call them, we ask them, يَا وَجِيهًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اشْفَعْ لَنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. O distinguished near Allah, intercede for us near Allah. So based on these different instances and applications of the word, we came to realize that there are two possible meanings for wajih. One is merely being distinguished, being among the status and rank near Allah. And the second is being accepted by the Almighty Allah. So, if this is the case, there are some conditions. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The Holy Quran says, you need to be God-wary if you want to be accepted, if you want your actions to be accepted. Now, we said that based on one of the traditions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that in which Imam alayhi salam mentions there are two kinds of actions in this world. There are two kinds of workers in this world. The one who works fi dunya, lit dunya, as Imam says, the one who works in this world for the sake of this world, and this world occupies him, and he fears poverty, and he works for the advantage of other than him, because when he dies, the others are the one who take advantage of his wealth. And there is one another kind. There is the other kind, which is عَامِلٌ عَمِلَ فِي الدُّنْيَا لِمَا بَعْدَهَا. This second type is the one who knows he has to act in this world, but the aim is hereafter. Based on this tradition, we understood a detailed exposition of truth. We understood that we must realize, the Zair has to realize, that attaining a status and a great rank near Allah, this requires the person to understand this fact, that there is difference between means and goals. That there is difference between different goals. There must be someone who prioritizes these goals. And based on each situation, he has to choose one of them. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was the one who took the world as means to attain the sublime goal that Almighty Allah mentioned in the Holy Quran, that goal of divine proximity. And this is the one who can always be successful, who can always be distinguished.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, if we are to seek status near Allah through Hussein, if we are the ones who recite this, who call out the Almighty Allah and say, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Hussein, O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Hussein, we have to realize that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the epitome of taqwa. He is the epitome of truth. So he is desire, when he is requesting Allah through Hussein, seeking status near Allah, he is struggling to harmonize himself with the thoughts and words and the deeds of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with the thoughts and words and the deeds of Imam of the time. The Imam is one of the excellent exemplars of those who took this world as means and not a goal. This world is only a mean. This is the kind of view that we must have. So that's why he personifies the path towards nobility and sublimity and the path towards dignity near Almighty Allah. Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Hussein alayhi salam. This bil Hussein, this means through Hussein. Oh Allah, make me stationed near you, distinguished close to you through Hussein. This means through Hussein, through the actions of Hussein, through the thoughts and words of Hussein, through the deeds of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and through his look at this world. It is through these things, it is through such things that we can be among the distinguished ones. Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Hussein alayhi salam. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين